Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, Marcos, no water cannons versus China. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Monday ruled out installing water cannons on Philippine ships sailing through the West Philippine Sea, WPS, and said the country would not respond in kind to recent Chinese attacks on its vessels. Beijing has dispatched hundreds of Coast Guard and other vessels to press its claims over most of the vital waterway despite an international tribunal ruling that its assertion has no legal basis. In the latest confrontation on April 30, Manila said the China Coast Guard damaged a Philippine Coast Guard ship and another government vessel with high-pressure water cannons as the boats were bringing fuel, food and water to Filipino fishermen at the Eungan Shoal. Read, analysts disagree over risk of confrontation in WPS. The possibility that China will abandon hope of peacefully reuniting with Taiwan is still more dangerous to regional and global peace than the continued escalation of tensions in the South China Sea, the head of a U.S.-based maritime transparency project said Monday. The view of retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Ray Powell, who heads Sea Light, which monitors and reports activities in the South China Sea, contrasted with that expressed by former U.S. diplomat Douglas Paul, who told the South China Morning Post that the risk of a confrontation over Eungan, Second Thomas, Shoal was much higher and something more dangerous than an invasion of Taiwan. Powell told the Manila Times that the situation in the West Philippine Sea, WPS, is indeed quite dangerous. Read, PCG joins coastal defense exercise. The Philippine Coast Guard, PCG, took part in the Balikatan Joint Military Exercises for the first time Monday, joining live fire coastal defense training in Laog City, Ilocos Norte. The annual Balikatan exercise involving 16,000 soldiers from the United States and the Philippines began April 22 and wraps up Friday, May 10. The coastal defense training is aimed at honing the skills of the U.S. and Filipino forces in deterring an invading force. Read, Lacus CMD to ally with federal party. In other news, the Lacus Christian Muslim Democrats, Lacus CMD, will forge an alliance with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s Partido Federaling Pilipinas, PFP, a party spokesman said Monday. With over 90 lawmakers, Lacus CMD is the biggest party in the House of Representatives. The PFP, on the other hand, will have 50 of the country's 82 governors. At a press conference, House Deputy Speaker and Quezon 2nd District Representative David Suarez, Lacus CMD spokesman, said the two parties share common values and ideologies and would formalize their alliance on Wednesday. Read, House panel to Alvarez, answer ethics complaint. The House Committee on Ethics and Privileges gave Davao del Norte 1st District Representative Pantaleon Alvarez 10 days to answer a complaint against him. Ako Bicol Representative Raul Angelo Bongolon, a member of the committee, said that on Thursday, the committee considered the complaint which was filed by Tagum Mayor Ray Wee and several others. Bongolon said the complaint involved Alvarez's statement in a rally in April, his habitual absences in Congress, and allegedly libelous remarks. Business, first rate cut likely 25 basis points. Topping business, monetary authorities will cut key interest rates by 25 basis points once inflation settles around the midpoint of the target range, the chief of the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, BSP, said. The BSP's policymaking monetary board remained hawkish and expected to only start implementing rate cuts late this year or in the first quarter of 2025 as inflation will likely exceed target in the second quarter. Sports, PH snares 3 golds in HK Athletics Championships. Over to sports, the Philippine National Athletics Team claimed 5 medals bannered by 3 golds in the 2024 Hong Kong Athletics Championships. Tokyo Olympian Christina Knott, Lauren Hoffman and Hussein Lorena ruled their respective events in the May 4th to 5 tournament that offered Paris Olympic qualifying points. Knott clocked in 11.52 seconds to finish first in the 19-athlete field of the Women's Open 100m category finals, topping her heat's time by 0.48 ticks. Read, opinion and editorial. Antonio Contreras, Yen Makabenta, and Orlando Mercado are today's front-page columnists. Contreras says the latest hearings in the Senate are more for political crucifixion. Make a Benta looks into a quote by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization over press freedom, and Mercado calls for an end to secret deals. Today's editorial says the Department of Education is putting out fires on many fronts. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.